العالمين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. All praise be to Allah, Lord of the world. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the seal of the messenger and the leader of the Prophet Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his noble companions, family, and all those followed their footsteps with good deeds till the day of reckoning. Distinguished brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are most welcome to this event that is taking place in this great institution, which you are part of that success. The success recorded in this Da'wah week will not just going to be attributed to the escort of SSN alone. You are also partners of that success. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. May you be guided. May you be protected. May you be elevated. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you in all your endeavors. I'm very pleased indeed to see this youth have gathered just because of to listen to the sayings of Allah and His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Indeed, such gatherings are a blessed gathering, because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah yatluna kitab Allah wa yatadarasunahu baynahum illa nazalat alayhim sakina wa ghashiyatkum ar-rahmah wa haffatkum al-mala'ika wa dhakarahum Allah fi man 'inda." No people will gather for the remembrance and discussing the content of the Book of Allah except that Allah send angels to that gathering. Angels will cycle them, and God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the exalted, will mention them among the creators of the heaven, and He will send down on them the tranquility, blessings, and mercy. Just because you have gathered in order to hear the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not depart from this gathering except that Allah has mentioned you in the creators of the heaven. Angels will cycle this gathering. They are mentioning you with good names and attributes, and you will be recorded among the righteous ones. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala record me and you among the righteous ones. The topic proposed to be discussed tonight is about exam malpractice, Islamic viewpoint. Whether you call it exams malpractice or examination misconduct, it means the same thing. It simply means academic dishonesty, academic fraud, academic fraud, academic 419. That is exam malpractice. Academic 419, academic fraud, academic dishonesty. Count yourself among one of these if you are indulging or you are involved in such attitudes, which I hope none of you is found wanting, inshallah. A Muslim is honest wherever he is. Why? Because he is conscious of Allah. Wherever he is conscious of Allah's presence with him or with her. That's why whenever his heart whispered to his ears that why can't you peep into that booklet? Why can't you zoom in? You know, some people are good in zooming the booklets. They just want a clue, not necessarily to read the whole page. No, just if they are able to hunt one word, will open the rest for them. So they are good in zooming and they have eagle eyes. From far, they catch their prey. A Muslim needs no one to invigilate him. He knows that Allah is above him. Seeing his utterances and actions. A true Muslim needs no one to guard him or to invigilate him when he is writing his paper, because you are honest. Even if you don't know, you put your trust in Allah. Even if you don't know, put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and certainly Allah will guide you. Now, exam malpractice, in another sense, can be cheating in the process of writing examination. And that cheating has different forms. You are all aware and you know, after registration, you are given student handbook. Each and every student should have his own or her own student handbook. In that student handbook, rules and regulations governing examination are spelled out clearly for you to read and digest and act as well. That rules and regulations are made in order to protect the dignity of the examination, because in any academic fora, Examination is the climax exercise of that institution. In any academic environment, examination is considered as the climax of the whole exercise of that quarter of the academic year. If that is the case, an institution takes all measures to make sure that that examination maintains the integrity and protects the image of the institution, so that we have what is known as quality assurance, quality knowledge, quality education. That is the essence of laying down those rules and regulations in order to maintain the reputation of the institution, to maintain the honor of the graduates of those institutions, so that whoever seen from that institution is held with prestige, is held with honor, because that institution maintains discipline. That is the essence. It is to protect your image, to protect the image of the institution, and to protect the image of the next generation as well. That is the essence. And secondly, that rules and regulations are also supported with some penalties. For every person who violated, who found wanting in one way or the other, will be penalized. That is indeed in the worldly aspect, I mean, because we have not yet started discussing the religious aspect of the topic. In every institution, there are penalties that ranges from changing your seat, that is the least, move you from one seat to another. Have you ever been moved from one seat to another, from your colleague to another place? Have you ever been moved? I do not want an answer, just ask yourself. Have you been found one day that an invigilator asked you, move from this seat, please, come and relocate, sit here. That is a penalty. It's a punishment. It's spelled out in your student handbook. The least you do for a student is to move him from one place to another. Don't take it for granted. It's recorded. Because now I know I can mention some students who have graduated, yet I see on their forehead always, I remember him always, that I have been moving him from one place to another when he writes exams. Even if he becomes president, I still see that in him. That has become a paint. You have been painted black. Now, it ranges from moving you from one place to another to the separation from the college or the university. Because it may lead to separation. Some cases, you will not just go with the separation. No, you will also be handed over to security agency. Security agent will take over. After being separated from the institution, you will handed over to policemen to do the investigation. It happens. Now, all these are worldly penalties and punishments as a Muslim. Now, what are the most critical areas that students violate during examination? At least there are five of them among about 15 or 17 regulations. There are about five words that most students who are found guilty do normally. The most common one is to look into your colleague's booklet. In some institutions, this attracts separation. If you are caught looking at your colleague's booklet and investigation made that yes, it has been established you were doing that, you indulge in looking at your colleagues, some institution like ours in College of Education is separation. Another common thing you do in examination hall is communication, either silent communication or